With rumors of a possible spring election, signs promoting the government's effort to reinstate the Northlander have popped up along Highway 11. Local billboards have also been seen. Both the Premier and Economic Development Minister and Nipissing MPP Vic Fedeli went on social media this weekend to boast about the new road signs advertising the return of the Northlander train service between Timmins and Toronto. "We promised to bring back the Northlander and we're getting it done for communities across northern Ontario," tweeted Ford. "New rail cars are on order, stations are being rebuilt, and more news to come," Fedeli teased on X. Sign of the times. In 2012, the Liberal government, with the support of the NDP, removed the 100-year-old Northlander passenger rail service from Ontario's north. At Ford Nation is returning this important rail connection back to the north with 16 stops from Timmins to Toronto. "New rail cars are on order, stations are being rebuilt, and more news to come. These signs along Highway 11 tell a real story." This past June, the government announced money for new shelters. See, $75 million for new shelters and rail safety projects for Northlander announced. This marks a significant milestone in reinstating service between Timmins and Toronto, providing a safe and reliable transportation option for northern communities and unlocking northeastern Ontario's full economic potential, said a news release in June. "People and businesses in northern Ontario deserve the same access to safe and reliable transportation options as the rest of Ontario," said Associate Minister Vijay Thanigasalam. "Reinstating the Northlander will not only support our northern industries and resource sectors but pave the way for a more integrated transportation network that will serve communities for generations to come. This investment marks further progress on the reinstatement of the Northlander train service," said Chad Evans, Chief Executive Officer for Ontario Northland. "The shelters will be safe and accessible, providing a consistent, modern passenger experience for customers boarding and exiting the train all along the route. We are excited to see this work progress during this construction season and next." "Construction of station platforms, parking areas and pathways will begin this summer," promised the release. "Work at future Northlander stop locations has now commenced and will include North Bay, Inglehart and Kirkland Lake," Senior Communications Manager Kate Bondit told Bay Today. "Upon completion, stops will see enhancements to station platforms, parking areas and pathways. At this time, visible work is focused in Inglehart, with progress in North Bay and Kirkland Lake expected in the coming weeks." Once reinstated, the Northlander passenger rail service will operate 4 to 7 days a week, based on seasonal travel demands.